May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends, it's very good to be with you this morning on this immensely sad occasion as we gather together. As Alan's immediate family gather with the church family here, with the wider community in High Green and in this area, and also with the wider community of Church Army represented here in this service. There is a sense of, I think, and outrage, not just in this community, but across the whole city of Sheffield this week. Alan was the victim of a brutal attack as he was on his way to this church on Christmas Eve, as he was walking to this church to bear witness to his deep Christian faith. And so there will be immense grief for those who knew Alan well, which includes many, if not all, in this church and many in the wider community. There will be fear that such a thing could happen, apparently to anyone. There will be anger and all kinds of questions and real pain in many of our hearts. And there will also be more positive emotions and feelings. First of all, love and support for Maureen and Alan's immediate family. I know there's been an outpouring of support from neighbors and friends. People far and wide have sent messages of support to the church here, including other church organists and readers. That support will continue, and it will need to continue in the coming years as Maureen and the family struggle to come to terms with what has happened. There will be immense appreciation, I know, the work of the medical teams who tried to save Alan's life, both in the ambulance and in the hospitals. There'll be appreciation for the police, for the way they've pursued their investigation, and for those who've come forward with information. Police are still appealing for witnesses to come forward with anything that they might know. Maureen has said very clearly and very powerfully that she longed for justice, not for vengeance. Again, bearing witness to her own deep faith in the midst of the sharpest agony of her life. And there will be appreciation for the care offered by the community and the church here, and particularly, if I may say so, for the care offered by your vicar, Canon Simon Besant. And in the midst of all of this, I am sure many will be giving thanks for Alan himself, for all he showed us of God's grace and love. There will be occasions in the future for many generous tributes to be given. Simon has referred to Alan this week quite simply as a good man, a gentle giant. Goodness is not as common as it should be, and this community and this city have lost a shining light. And so we come together in this service this morning. We offer all of these emotions to Almighty God and his gentle love, as we lift up our hearts, our grief, our pain, our shock, our anger, our questions and fears on the one hand, and our love and prayers and appreciation on the other. It is somehow harder when any tragedy strikes at Christmas time, But perhaps we need to read the Christmas story in a different way this year. Christ was born to save a world which needed saving. A world in which hatred and evil and violence are real. In Alan's murder, that violence and hate and evil and waste come all too close to us and steal away someone who was loved and respected and who made a difference. 3 days after Christmas every year, the church remembers the darkest part of the Christmas story. The churches are normally empty. The carol services are over. But we remember as a church every year the death of the holy innocents. The story is told in the Gospel of Matthew of how the wise men came looking for Jesus in Jerusalem. King Herod sends them on their way to Bethlehem, but asks them to return when they have found the child. The wise men bring their gifts to Jesus, but then they return home by a different route. Jesus himself is taken by Joseph and Mary away from Bethlehem into Egypt. But Herod is infuriated when he finds he's been deceived. In his fury, he sends and murders all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under. An evil act. For understandable reasons, we don't tell each other this darkest part of the Christmas story very often. But it is the part which shows that Christ was born to save a world in which hate and evil and violence are all too real. It's the part which shows that the most terrible crimes come not from the actions of God, but from the actions of wicked men and women. It's a part which shows us the reality of evil and the suffering of the innocent in the world of Jesus' day, just as in our own day. We live in a world which needs saving. The name Jesus means God saves. In his death on the cross, Jesus won a great victory over evil. But that victory is not completely worked out yet in our world. On Christmas Eve, that same violence, evil, and murder visited this community in the attack on Alan as he was on his way to church. We should feel angry about that. We should be reminded that this world needs saving and needs a savior. We should be recalled and strengthened and deepened in the faith which Alan was living out in his daily life and in the final steps he took. There is immense sadness and grief and shock in our hearts today. There will be an immense reservoir of love and care for Alan's family and for those most affected by this tragedy. But I hope and pray that even in the midst of such a senseless attack and such a bitter loss, our Christian faith will be deepened and strengthened and will become more real to us. I hope and pray that Alan's example to this community will be stronger even in his death than it was in his life. and that he will inspire many people still to be involved in serving Christ and in serving others in and through this local church. In this time of crisis, hold fast to one another. Hold fast to the faith you have been given. Turn your anger into action, your grief into giving, and your tears into service. Let me end with verses from one of the Bible readings set for services today, which seems so appropriate for Alan. He was a genuine servant of Christ, a reader who preached, as we've heard, in this church, an organist who loved to help God's people sing his praises. The verses are from the letter to the Colossians. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and with gratitude in your hearts. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Christ.